out. Get the snow with your sister. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
No, that's not all I'm going to say.
How's that? Hey, there you go. Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, back on track. I'm like Dogger, stuttering.
Yeah.
She just says, yeah. What's up, everybody? It's a WWE Family Podcast with your boy Yuck Ness and baby girl MM. Say hi.
Hi.
Yep, Isaac's in the bed sleeping. Everybody's asleep. Except for us.
And Jeslyn.
She probably went back to sleep.
Probably.
Yeah, so we're in the corner, and we're going to do a WWE Family Podcast without Isaac. Pretty cool. You've been waiting to do this, haven't you?
Yep.
Yep, me too. Me too. We've been waiting for you to get here so we could do it. So, man, it's been a lot of stuff. Oh, before we get started, thank you, everybody who's been downloading and listening in the USA and in Saudi Arabia. We still get a lot of downloads, baby, in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's where most of the ones are coming from. This past week. What?
I don't know.
She doesn't know, everybody. There you go, baby girl. All right, one more thing before we get started. Thank you for downloading and listening. And if you can, please help support by going to illamazon.com. You can buy stuff and it's normal prices and we get some money for it. So do it. Illamazon.com. ILL Amazon. Also check out getinthecorner.com, the crazy comedy podcast that I'm on with my boy Dogger Baby. A lot of sponsors up there too. Please help support. Click the sponsors. Do something. Buy it. You know what to do. Right?
Yep.
That's right. So let's get into some dub 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 dub.
Are you a broken record?
Dub 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 dub. I gotta take my earrings out. So we flip right to a picture of CM Punk
holding the belt.
Yeah, after he did what? He put
Rock to sleep.
He put him to sleep and he took the belt. What do you think about that, baby?
I'm not liking it.
I loved it. He said, what did he say? He said, if you want me to just bring it, then I'm just going to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't like CM Punk, huh? I like Punk. I like Punk. I don't like The Rock. I'm very upset that The Rock. You know how many movies he's got coming out from now until WrestleMania?
How many?
Three.
That's a lot.
Exactly. What, you think it's a coincidence that Punk just has, not Punk, but
Rock.
The Rock, that Punk, has a belt right now? You gotta talk on the mic. You can't just look at me, smile, and shake your head.
I know.
You silly, silly. All right, so there he is with the walrus. He took the belt. I thought that was awesome.
Every time you want to bring it, I'm just going to take it.
There it is, right there.
With only 2 days left before their WWE Championship rematch at the Elimination Chamber, SmackDown stage is set to
That's
be
tonight.
Electrified.
It is?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Elimination Chambers tonight.
Elimination Chamber match have been finalized.
Look at all them.
Prepare for all-out war inside.
Man, I hope
steel structure.
Every man for himself.
So what? They're just wrestling to
before this Sunday.
Hold on, let's see this.
Randy Orton looks to settle the score against the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. Tonight on SmackDown.
Oh, that's what it is. Man, So, Brock Lesnar. Baby.
Yeah?
Before we get started, what do you think about Brock Lesnar coming back and smashing faces?
Brock Lesnar. I remember him.
He came out and smashed Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And then he had to go get hip surgery.
Yeah. I don't like Brock Lesnar.
I like Brock Lesnar. See, I'm starting to like the bad guys.
Yep.
Well, I don't like, I liked Punk before he was a heel. Yeah.
Do you like, what's his name, Dolph Ziggler?
No.
I don't either.
Nope, he's a good wrestler. And he doesn't look like a steroid junkie, which I like.
But I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him either. I don't like AJ anymore either. You remember how much I used to love AJ?
Yeah, but since AJ and Dolph Ziggler started dating, I hated them.
Yeah, exactly. Man, AJ, what the heck, girl?
Yeah.
I used to wake up, man. I don't like her. I don't like her with Dolph at all.
No.
She likes it's like disgusting watching her right now.
Mm-hmm.
It went too overboard with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, even your mom was like, oh, my God, you got to turn. She was like, I'm amazed. You got to turn AJ off. Yeah, she was making fun of me. So what do you want to do? You want to watch this? I want to see a couple matches. We'll talk about SmackDown and Raw this past week, and we'll talk about Elimination Chamber. We'll skip ahead a little bit.
Tour bus, I decided to make some changes.
Oh, yeah, we took the wheels off. And then what do you do? He dumped paint on him? You see this? Last week on Raw? Or... He's got orange paint.
It looks like he's crying.
I know, right? Well, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. He's gets the
and
orange.
And he doesn't have any wheels on his...
on his bus?
Yeah.
The orange big show! Well, orange big show.
I like the big show in Ryback.
Yeah, I like big show. Even though he's a heel, too.
At first I thought they're both...
That's funny, don't you?
The same people.
Oh, you thought Big Show and Ryback were the same?
Yeah.
I hope you and Alberto Del Rio are happy. Because of those actions,
yeah.
The stealing of the tires off my bus, the covering me in orange paint, three innocent people Monday night on Raw suffered my wrath. But that's okay, because it's funny.
That's right, it's funny. I do not like The Miz.
Let me get straight to the point for you people.
Man, I do not like The Miz.
Why?
Alberto Del Rio has never pinned me. Are you listening to me? Alberto Del Rio has never pinned me.
Yeah, he's got to duct tape him up.
Doesn't have what it takes to pin me. Alberto Del Rio will never pin me.
What?
The rage I have inside of me right now. When I unload on Alberto Del Rio at the Chamber pay-per-view, I'm going to ball that rage up.
He looks mad, too, real, for real, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Look at him. Listen to him talk.
When I let it fly.
Wow.
Alberto Del Rio's fiesta is going to turn into a siesta.
Good man. Smash him. Jericho.
I like Jericho.
Y2J Chris Jericho.
I like how there's a couple people like Jericho that's like on the edge of being a heel and a good guy.
Yeah.
So he's like, John, you yourself have been inside Elimination. Because when he was battling against CM Punk before, did you watch wrestling last year around this time?
No.
Okay, CM Punk was the champion, and right before WrestleMania, he was doing a lot of feuding with Jericho. And Jericho was the bad guy, and CM Punk was the good guy.
Wow.
You called this guy poised?
Smash his face. Furious. Smash his face. Y2J.
Now,
gonna get his face smashed.
I've known you for 16 years.
Holy moly.
I can read you like a book. I know what you're feeling right now.
Just say you know he's mad.
If you know me like you say you know me, then you should get out of the ring. Get as far away from me right
exactly.
now as possible. I'm not in the mood for anybody's crap right now. What are you even doing here, Chris? Why are you here bothering me right now? Shouldn't you
look how mad he is?
Be on tour somewhere with Fozzie.
Fozzie, you gotta go with Fozzie.
Hosting a show? Aren't you hosting some
you know
kind
Fozzie
of
is?
Robot fighting show?
No.
Chris, trust
Jericho
me,
is in a band called
right
Fozzie,
now,
and I think he's actually the
me.
Lead singer.
Oh.
Right now, I'm standing face to face, looking at you, because I'm back in the WWE. I am here in the WWE, and I am pumped to be here. I'm feeling better than ever. I'm working better than ever. And every Jericho-holic in this arena and watching at home knows it to be true.
He ran that energy wave.
Yep.
But I can read you like a book show, and I know that you're angry. You might even be feeling a little doubt about Alberto Del Rio, but I've been your tag team partner. We've been tag team champions. I know how dangerous
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, they used to be.
I know you're the world's largest athlete. You're a giant destroyer. You are the biggest force in this company. But I want to remind you of something. I'm a six-time world champion. I have headlined WrestleManias. I have been in more Elimination Chamber
Dude,
matches
just
than
him
any
more
other
mad.
Human being on this planet.
I know. I hope
and
he smashes
And this Sunday,
him.
I'm in another one. And if yep. I win the Elimination Chamber match,
smash
and if and when
smash
you beat Alberto Del Rio, you know what happens, show? It's Jericho versus Big Show at WrestleMania.
That'd be huge.
And when that happens,
so that's what they're doing.
If it happens, I am going to beat you and become the new world heavyweight
champion.
And
what is
and that's
Dolph
a fact
Ziggler gonna...
that you can never ever forget again.
Again.
Wouldn't it be again, not again?
Yeah, you know, some of them, some their haze and, you know, cheese curds.
Yep.
Keep talking. Kiss him.
I've been through a lot together.
Give him a big hug, Big Show.
If you win the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view match and go to WrestleMania.
I'm glad he's getting calm now.
And
but
I'm the world heavyweight champion.
Again.
It'll be the last WrestleMania appearance of your career. Do you understand me? Get out of my face.
I thought this was going
to
be better.
I hurt you so bad you don't even make it to
the Elimination
Chamber.
We let this play too long,
but
we're going
to
finish it out. We're going to ride it out.
I'm trying to do you a favor, Chris.
Smash it.
Don't make me hurt you.
Oh, my God. Are they going to make a match between the two of them now?
Who's that now?
Booker T.
Oh.
He's the GM right now of SmackDown.
Oh.
Like how AJ used to be of Raw?
Show. Jericho, guess what? I like it.
Yes! Smash him! Uh-oh. Maybe tag team?
We don't even know if that match is going to actually happen at WrestleMania as far as you two making it. So I say, why don't we have this match on SmackDown
tonight? 2+2 equals Thomas Jefferson. Sucker.
So I propose this right here tonight.
Come on, suckers!
Made of it.
He's an old. He used to wrestle.
It will be the world's largest athlete, the Big Show, going one on one with Chris Jericho.
I love it.
Now can you dig that sucker?
Great call by Booker T.
He says, I hate you, the Booker T. You see that?
This
this.
Come on, man. Smash him or something. Is that it?
Manager Booker T saying we may not see this at WrestleMania. You're going to see Jericho. Yeah.
All right, here we go. So then they wrestle, and then also,
next.
So Mike, go get the ass kick.
Woo!
Yep, then The Rock is there. What did you, when you were in the bathtub, what did you watch Friday night? Did you get to see any matches? Or?
Yeah. But not a lot.
I like Randy Orton.
Yeah, I do too.
Look at her. She likes him, huh?
Yeah.
She was wiggling and jiggling. Ow!
Yeah.
I took a really cool picture of Randy Orton when we were at SmackDown.
Cool.
Not the one that me and, not the one you were at, too.
I know.
The one that we went to in Madison.
I know.
But that was awesome, the one that we went to in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that was fun. I was, Isaac and I were really happy to run into you and at least say hi.
Yeah. Mikhail kept on pulling my arm and saying, come here.
She's like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, because she saw me right at the last minute, right?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Mark Henry. So what about these guys? So Mark Henry and
the world's strongest slam.
Randy Orton.
Yeah, Randy Orton. Stuck his nose in Mark Henry's business. He shouldn't have done that. This is the what do you think about World's Strongest Man? Mark Henry on the road to
WrestleMania, you get run over. That's what happened. Who to Hornswoggle.
This guy right here.
Oh.
Mark Henry.
I think it's good.
Never liked Hornswoggle anyway. Mark Henry
also telling me earlier somebody today, gonna get the ass kicked, right?
For the Elimination Chamber. He'll have five other superstars in a confined
Here we go.
And Mark Henry will be able to use that chamber to his advantage.
He has a big beard.
Yep. He's a big boy.
The career of Mark Henry that he'll be competing inside the Elimination Chamber for Randy Orton. It'll be his fifth appearance inside the Elimination Chamber.
That's 48 hours away. Randy Orton better survive this from Mark Henry first.
Mark Henry used to be a goofy good guy.
As Mark Henry McBeal there out of the corner. Orton said, I don't care who's inside the Elimination Chamber with me this Sunday. I am going to WrestleMania.
And he said, that probably hurt.
Heck yeah. Well, Henry's gonna be on he's the just slammed end down on the ground.
And it looks like the
Viper. Ooh. Size it up. He tried, wait, what, he jumped off, bounced off the ropes, tried to do a, like a
and again, stomach John, you mentioned slam. We are on the road to WrestleMania. One major
hit
stop
him
to go. That
hit
is
him
the
up on the ropes.
Chamber this Sunday in New Orleans. But a different energy.
Oh, that
probably hurt.
Yeah, because he landed weird, too. So,
yeah.
Mark Henry threw him off the ring, and he landed like.
Find himself in the Hall of Pain against Mark Henry.
I bet his legs hurt more than he's saying.
A vice-like grip here from the world's strongest man, Mark Henry on Randy Orton. Both men involved in Sunday's Elimination Chamber match. But right now, it's Mark Henry, hell-bent on destruction. And that
ooh,
destruction may
that
come at the cost of the Viper Randy Orton.
That there he goes. Look at how he just picks Henry him up. Mark Henry is one tough dude. Henry.
And Mark Henry over 400 pounds.
He did like a power
ring
slam.
Rattling, driving Orton into the canvas, and somehow Orton pops the outside shoulder up at two.
Mark Henry's arms are like 15 to say out of 6 of your arms. On the planet,
you are the strongest out of
everyone. Mark Henry still he's a big dude. They call him the world's strongest man. Do you know why?
18 years ago in powerlifting.
Because, like, they're 18 years ago in powerlifting.
Mark Henry, the only human being to ever squat and deadlift 900 pounds without the use of a squat suit. You are looking at
what is he doing?
All right.
Strongest man.
What, right there?
Mark Henry. And John, is he the favorite this Sunday inside the Elimination Chamber match?
Holding
that's
him down.
What I just said was he's the world's strongest man.
Kind of like a pressure point?
Yep.
The
they call it a vice grip.
Like, with
a, like a vice grip.
I don't know how you're gonna find a pot.
But he's so strong.
Fit in, but yes, I think Mark
he
can
just hold that guy down.
Chamber.
He can hold Randy Orton
there's
down.
Nothing in that chamber that
what the
hurt.
What the other guys were saying that he deadlifted and squatted 900 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, without support of a suit.
Wow.
Fans love it. Superstars on their heads.
Yep, so he broke a world record when he did that.
And again, as we mentioned earlier, Mark Henry competing in his first chamber match this Sunday as Randy Orton. As Mark Henry.
All right, now Randy Orton is about to come back.
Yeah.
As you hear the crowd going nuts.
Taking off his feet.
Oop.
Randy's Mark Henry's getting tired.
He's a big boy. That's all that extra weight.
And Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Looking for the world's strongest slam. Back in
Mark Henry just picked him up and threw him behind him.
Yeah.
Come on, Randy. You know we got to see the RKO.
Mark Henry over covering a powerful.
Wow, did you see that?
What?
I think when you're a nine-time world champion like
Randy
Orton.
He just threw him off of him and he stood up.
Win, but would be a huge win for Randy Orton. 48 hours away from the Elimination Chamber.
Randy Orton was trying to pin him and he just threw him off and he stood up.
Yeah, I know what you're going to do.
DDT off the ring. Off the ropes, I mean.
Tremendous impact off the DDT, and then you see the sly smile come across the face of the Viper. Randy Orton's going to that place.
He's going to that place.
Voices in his head.
Randy's feeling it. He's feeling it.
There he goes, pounding on the ground.
The Viper coiled.
He's probably extremely mad.
RKO. Mark Henry just too big.
I don't even know what that was. Mark Henry just hit him with two open-hand clubs.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's the strength of the world's strongest man.
He just, like, put his hands up.
It's an example of Mark Henry just imposing his will here, his strength and power.
Exactly. Come here, boy.
Back on the outside. Randy Orton can strike with that RKO from out of nowhere, but Mark Henry.
Up against the pole. He's got him up. He's going to smash. Oh, where he's going? No, he's throwing behind him.
Randy
throwing him behind him.
Alive.
So he's grabbing the chair. He's going to smash Mark Henry with the chair. Ooh, in the gut.
Hey, we're only 48 hours away from the Elimination Chamber.
Match is over. Randy Orton disqualified.
Wow.
Yeah, smash him. Look at Randy Orton. He's like, should I do it? He's going in the ring with the. He's going in there with the chair. Ooh, the ref. He's like, I'm out of here. Smash on the. Ooh, he got him in the back of the head.
This has to do with the Elimination Chamber.
And it all has to do.
They can't hit him in the head with them.
Winning the Elimination Chamber and heading to WrestleMania. Randy Orton.
Yep, he countered. He reversed it. World's Strongest Slam, of course.
They carried him off like Cordwell on Monday. They may be doing the same for New Orleans on Sunday. But this time
it's in
for
New
Mark
Orleans.
Henry. Can't wait to stick these guys in the Elimination Chamber and see what
it's
happens.
Is this a preview of sorts? The steel chair being
so
used.
That's what's up.
It almost had a little effect.
Yeah, see, Mark Henry's a big boy. You got to come with it when you do stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So what is going on? Is that a re... Yeah, so at Raw, what is this, a replay of the... The Shield and... Look at, didn't they even try to run away on Raw when they did the three-man tag team? Did you see that?
Yeah.
They tried to run away, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
You like to fight for fun, eh, fella?
Welcome to Consequences.
Welcome to Payback.
Welcome back to reality, Ryback.
John Cena, in your world, there are no consequences. You can do or say whatever you want.
Yep, because he's a face of the franchise.
Snuka can't get caught in a
All right, so what's this, a Diva tag team?
Layla,
yeah.
As Tamina knows what's at stake for her Sunday.
They're doing better with Tamina.
Chamber, it will be
because they're making her look prettier. Because when she first came in, they tried to make her look all...
Hall of Famer. The Superfly, Jimmy Snuka.
You know,
this match got set up for Sunday as a result of what went down.
Totally different hair.
WWE active on the.
Do you remember
WWE
what she looked? Oh, you didn't watch it last year at this time.
Monday night on Raw, Caitlin approached Raw's.
She had black hair. It was like.
And said, I haven't had a match in a couple of weeks, and Vicky said, okay, I'll give you a match.
They tried to
Sunday
make her look like an Amazon
chamber,
woman, like a beast woman.
Tamina Snuka. Melee ensued, and while Caitlin was left laying there in the office,
like Beth Phoenix used to look. Remember her?
No.
Tamina doesn't believe, John, that Caitlyn is deserving of being Divas champion.
I think we actually have the favorite.
Nice pinning predicament here.
Going to be the challenger on Sunday.
Jackknife cover here by Layla. It's a bold statement to say that the challenger.
Layla can wrestle. Look at that.
The Divas Championship.
Yeah.
Some of them girls don't know how to do anything.
This daughter, I don't think it is.
I miss Kelly Kelly.
Layla has a great right hook, doesn't she, Josh?
Figured that was coming sooner rather than later.
She didn't do that to you.
She just butt bounced her face.
Yeah.
Man, she's kicking her butt.
Layla looking to insert
Tamina could wrestle too. Kelly Kelly was a wrestler. She's
again,
gone now.
About the fact that Tamina
she did that wrong.
Sets up the trap for Layla.
Come on, Tamina, get it in here.
Not sure I've ever seen that counter before. Very effective.
Innovative offense here on Friday Night SmackDown. Just one day removed. From
yeah, it didn't look like she landed on that correctly. See, all these moves, you got to land on them perfectly or else you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
For those listening at home, that didn't happen.
Take another look.
Oh, you hear that?
WWE.com had a great list of...
Did you really want a Valentine's Day text from me?
Well, it was a holiday. You just said, hey, hope you're enjoying it.
You wanted a Valentine's Day text from me.
It was my segue into the
article. I have a wife.
On WWE.com.
Booms! You see Tamina?
You want a text from me?
She's got power.
Valentine's Day.
Do
you know who her father is?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Do you know who Jimmy Superfly Snuka is?
What exactly do you want from me?
It could have said I
choose. That is the silliest thing I have ever heard in my life.
WWE Hall of Famer.
She will face Tamina this Sunday.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Who didn't really choose Tamina to be her opponent? It was really Caitlyn just saying,
I like the way she wrestles too.
To Vicky Guerrero this past Monday night. Layla doing her best to try to get away from Tamina.
She's got her by the hair.
Layla was the first British-born Diva champion.
And now.
Oh.
Britain on a roll right now. England beat Ireland.
So who wins this match?
Do
you know?
Nations.
We're going to keep going.
No.
Another pinning predicament here and an escape there by Tamina.
Yeah, because we got to go this time.
It's going.
Her father's famous for jumping off a cage with Don Morocco. Why would she jump off a cage?
I like how she does it. She does her little eye. And then she superfly snookers off.
That's what her father did. That isn't Don Morocco.
Good yeah, thing. Buddy.
Could be Don Morocco.
So Tamina's won.
Tamina Snuka.
She's going to be in the Elimination Chamber.
And then you walk down that ramp, the Rock will beat your punk ass all over Nashville.
Yeah. And Punk walked down the ramp, ran in there, put him to sleep. And what else happened? He took the belt. Look, he ain't got the belt.
I know.
Punk still have it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's the Rock. He's doing the peck bounce. He's doing the peck.
Yep.
Champion. All right, let's get him in the ring. This stuff always takes forever.
Yeah.
All right, Rock. Hurry it up. His head looks so little on that body of his.
Uh-huh.
Let The Rock make something perfectly clear to CM Punk.
Uh-oh.
Punk, this past Monday, you ran off with The Rock's title. But running off with The Rock's title doesn't make you a champion, no. All you did, you made a trade. And that trade was holding on to The Rock's belt for 6 days in exchange for an ass kicking that's gonna haunt you for the rest of your life.
Uh-oh. The Rock! Come on, man, just talk.
Bobby, 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 Bobby.
Yeah. What are they saying?
Rocky, Rocky.
CM Punk, you could hear the people. You could hear the people. Because what happens this Sunday, The Rock is going to make you suffer. The people want The Rock to make you suffer and treat you like the spoiled little boy that you are.
Uh-oh.
You are spoiled.
Because that's exactly how you act.
No, The Rock
is
spoiled.
You lose your toy. You come out here, you run your mouth. You try and steal it back. You keep somebody like Paul Heyman around to give you hugs when things go wrong. Tell you how great you are. Well, let me tell you something, CM
Punk. That was funny.
The Rock ain't no spoiled little boy. The Rock is a man.
Yep.
And it took The Rock 10 long years to win that title back. And it's going to take The Rock one night to make sure that you never touch it again.
That's tonight. It's going
Are you talking about me? Are you talking about me and my championship?
Uh-oh.
Rock. This isn't a belt. This isn't a belt. This is a championship title. And it belongs to the best in the world, CM Punk. Don't run around here and Little Rock and try to tell people that I stole something from you.
Little Rock.
Everybody saw at the Royal Rumble the travesty that was committed when you committed larceny, grand larceny. You took what belonged to me. I beat you at the Royal Rumble, and now you're here and you're throwing a fit and you're complaining. What a hypocrite you are, talking about me throwing a tantrum. Look at you.
Hey, you started to throw a tantrum and Randy Rock got the belt.
And that fits exactly into our plan, because you are going to give me this beating that's going to haunt me for the rest of my life, and I want you to. Rock, I want you to. I want you to snap, and I want you to get disqualified, because when you do Sunday at Elimination Chamber, that means I win.
Yep.
Just like I won at the Royal Rumble. I beat you at the Royal Rumble 1, 2, 3. And I think just to change things
up a little bit
at Elimination Chamber, I'm just going to let you beat yourself. Because if you even get counted out, if you get disqualified, I win.
Just turn it on.
Elimination Chamber, Rock. This nightmare we've been living in the past couple of weeks, the people's era, it's just going to be a blip on the radar. It doesn't matter to me if I beat you, if you beat yourself. Either way,
we're doing a podcast.
Still, you're reigning, defending
family
champion. Of the WWE, CM Punk.
A lot of listeners, man. You want to say hi to the world?
CM Punk, you talk a big game.
Say happy birthday to KK.
You talk a big game about what you're going to do.
Everybody say happy birthday.
But the fact of
happy
the matter
birthday.
Is this.
Happy birthday.
Your words
yesterday.
Are worthless.
And happy birthday to Jazlyn.
Jazlyn, yes, she just turned 13 the day before
the
that, right?
You said you were going to stop
today.
The Rock at the Royal
today's
Rumble.
Your birthday?
You did it.
Happy birthday.
Look, it's 22 hours.
His word. He was going to beat you and become champion, and he did. Even after you and Paul Heyman paid the Shield to put me through a table at the end of the night at the Royal Rumble. At the end of the night at the Royal Rumble, you got beat.
He got beat by the Shield.
So let me tell you what you should do. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Don't think about this Sunday. You should think about what's going to happen
Rock's
Monday.
Mad, so check this out.
Because this Monday morning, you're
going to
wake up
title
and it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks.
He's got the belt, yeah.
You failed.
Hey, look at this. This is
you couldn't beat The Rock.
Right.
You couldn't get the job done. So what you should do, you should go home tonight. And you should think about what any little spoiled brat punk boy should do. The bottom line is this. This Sunday, Elimination Chamber, you're a spoiled little boy. You're standing in the way of The Rock, who is a steamroller of a man.
Steamroller of a man, huh?
Yeah. CM Punk. CM Punk, I'm going to beat you this Sunday at Elimination Chamber. I'm going on to WrestleMania, the WWE champion. Paul Heyman knows it.
This one's got
they
6,
know
000.
It. And you know it.
All right. Yeah. The only reason why we know it, Rock, is because you got G.I. Joe coming
if
up.
If you smell.
Is it one of his movies?
What the Rock is cooking.
I like that. So, all right. Now, The Rock is pissed. Right? Big Show's pissed. We know he's pissed for real. It's going to be a good Elimination Chamber tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, look, man. He don't got his belt. Oh, is that what you were trying to do? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Take the cord too, baby.
SmackDown just keeps getting better. It's what we do on Friday night. Chris Jericho against a very, very angry giant tonight on SmackDown.
After we rock this podcast, we're almost done with the WWE family. Baby girl's about to go crazy. We don't care about the three-man band because they suck.
Resident rock band. Yeah, my dad likes them.
What? I like Cody Rhodes. Miz and Cody Rhodes wrestle again. Man, what is he making fun of Cody Rhodes because he's wearing his thing?
Miz
is
absolutely
banged up. I'll explain his injuries after we show you why. Miz's rival Antonio Cesaro on commentary.
Heck yeah, man! I like Cody Rhodes.
Your expertise.
I don't.
Just take this match here tonight against Cody Rhodes. I mean, you said you know you show your strength.
Well, I don't.
Both these guys.
I like his mustache
are
too.
A huge part of WWE.
He shaved it off.
What? Where? Let me see.
No, he did. Cody Rhodes has to tap out.
Oh, I've seen this part.
Yeah. This is he's still got a mustache, doesn't he?
I like the Miz.
Yeah. Zack Ryder's wrestling. Oh, he got beat up by Jack Swagger.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw that where that guy came out talking about. I'm a real American.
Hey Timmy, guess what?
He said something about taking our guns.
We the people.
Yeah. So hold on, what's this? Oh yeah, so Elimination Chamber is gonna be a good match.
Tia's out here.
I have never been here. What Alberto Del Rio loves to do, what seems impossible.
All right, does anything happen to him?
Will I beat the Big Show on Sunday?
To man, Alberto Del Rio. Doritos. I always say
it. Yeah.
Big Show's angry because he's been embarrassed and humiliated.
Who says, like, when they come out, like,
but will the Big Show.
That's that one girl.
Will the giant regain the world heavyweight championship?
The Rock is flirting with her before.
Vicky?
No. She hangs out over behind the...
I'm not sure he did a very smart thing by making Big Show mad.
Hey, Big Show, can't
there's a commentator chamber. Yeah, commentator chamber. What's up with my words today?
I don't know.
I need Red Bull.
You have him right next to you.
Feed me Red Bull. I like Ryback, too. So what's up? Who guess who wins between Big Show and Jericho?
I
love when Big Show gets on the ropes.
I know.
Look, see, they're too big though. You see him and Mark Henry, they start walking slow. Not be able.
Oh wow.
He was
that
smashed.
Disaster. Lion salt.
That guy always does backflips and all that.
Leg hook and the Big Show powers out at two.
Jericho still hurting from that spear.
All right, so what happened? Big Show beat him.
One punch is all.
Anything else goes on? Oh, Alberto Doritos comes out.
Chamber.
Nothing happens, though?
I don't know.
All right, that's it. All right, so it's going down tonight, Elimination Chamber. Let's get some...
It looks like he's constipated.
Look at Alberto. He's like, I gotta take a poop. I went to Wisconsin and ate too many cheese curds with yucking baby girl M.M. He's like, he sent me them cheese curds. I knew I should have ate them all at once. So, all right, anyways, let's give predictions for Elimination Chamber. Who do you think is going to come out on top? Rock, CM Punk?
I think Rock.
What about... I think CM Punk. I'm going with CM Punk. What about Big Show and Alberto Doritos?
Big Show.
I hope Big Show smashes him and takes that belt back. Mm-hmm. All right, so we agree on that. And the Elimination Chamber match itself, where they're in the steel cage and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Who's all in that?
I have no clue.
I know Jericho. I hope Randy Orton wins.
Yeah.
Randy Orton would be cool to win. I always like him as a champion. So whoever wins that goes on to fight him at WrestleMania. And no matter what, John Cena's already fighting The Rock at WrestleMania. So that's what's up. This is the long WWE podcast. Baby girl's yawning. We're out of here. You got anything else you want to say, love?
No.
It's always fun hanging out with you. Doing it. And we're out of here. Yeah, buddy!